The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hopefully the Falcons can get it together this weekend as they try to bounce back from their loss to the Saints. And so Dylan's wonderful question here on the show sheet is that if the Falcons, if their loss to the Saints is just a result of having another bad game, or should we be more concerned about what transpired on Sunday?
Well, I don't really think it was a bad game necessarily. I thought you played a great second half as for the most part. You didn't convert as many touchdowns as you wanted. Your defense forced 5 3 and outs in the second half. You started slow, but I think in the NFL, college, sometimes I feel like the lines get blurred between what college football is and how we watch college football and how differently the NFL is and how we don't watch the two differently. You know, you can lose a game in the NFL and play a good game and not play bad. You can have a great game by both teams and one team's got to win. The reality of the situation is you had one facet of the game that was subpar. I thought the offense was a pretty average day. I mean, they had, over somewhere around 400 yards of total offense and an NFL, on a road game in the NFL. It's pretty freaking good. You only had one turnover, which ended up being extremely crucial, but you left 9 points on the field. And when you leave points on the field in an NFL game, you're going to lose. Yep. And you had, in an NFL, in most games, especially road games, rivalry games on the road, you have to have all three. It has to be complementary football in all three phases of it. And one phase was completely subpar.
Yeah.
So I don't think that means you're one or the other, right? I mean, I don't think that means it was more of who they are or that they had a bad day. I just think that that's how it rolls sometimes.
Well, and I think that when you look at the Falcons against the Saints, I think you kind of break it down into units, right? What was the run game? What was the pass game? What was the pass rush? What was the, you know, how the secondary play, the linebacker? Like, you kind of break it down into position groups almost. And you need one of those units to play winning football. It's not all of them. You need one of those units to play winning football and the rest of those units to kind of hold serve. I don't think any of those groups really played winning football, and I don't think the kicking game held serve. If that's what, you know, I think when you look at the passing game, held serve. You know, you could argue that maybe the turnovers might have lost it. You know, the running game was good, just probably not – just, you know, winning the game good. The secondary is okay. The defense as a whole, decent, you know, especially when you look at the second half. But you keep going back to the pass rush, and I keep going back to the 3rd-and-20 situation where Derek Carr rips off 13 yards rushing. Couldn't even get close to him. And coming up and mic'd up a little bit later, I want to talk about the fact that we saw two edge rushers last night that are rookies that the Falcons passed on. And what they've been able to do this year. So I think that's something to keep looking at. Yeah. But you have to win. You have to go win from some of these position groups. And that for the most part, none of these position groups went and won the game.
I'm going to push back a little bit on you didn't play winning football as far as the run game. You ran for 180 yards.
Yeah.
And you possessed the ball for 35 minutes. Now, getting in the end zone is something that is crucial. I tell you what is something that the Falcons need to understand, that's who they are, is these massive penalties in the worst times possible. I mean, you know, you're trying to drive the field and give yourself another chance to kick another field goal or to tie it or maybe score.
Yeah.
And Jake Matthews can't get beat, but that's the worst time in the game to get beat.
And
whether it was a bad call or not, you can't get that clipping penalty down there or illegal block or whatever you want to call it.
He's had some bad timing on his penalties this year.
And it's those are the – now, if you want to say that that is who they are, I totally agree. But I think you did enough in the second half on both sides of the football to win the game. But, again, you couldn't convert – you kicked two field goals in the second half, which you missed. You win the game.
So yeah. There's still a lot that you could take from it. Coach Raheem Morris was asked if there's an overarching lesson to the loss.
You better learn from every single game, right? And for us, it's like you don't have to press in order to win games. You just need to do what you're supposed to do. And like for us, that's like one of the main things. It's like coming out early. I don't know what that anxiety is on defense, not us to get us to play like we did from the second quarter on. What is that? You know, what is it on offense when we don't execute those few plays that stall drives? Well, what is that? What is it when we don't get the snap, the kick, the hold, the operation, everything the way you want to have it? So like, let's go find those things out and let's go apply it to the next game. And you got to apply that mindset to everything you want to do and how you want to go about your business. And I love it. The atmosphere yesterday was something that you can learn from. The energy in that building, like I talked about, the increased urgency that was going to come from that football team is something you can learn from, because you can't tell me you didn't feel the increased urgency from the snap one with those guys and everything they were doing and how emotionally it was. I mean, I seen Joe Woods across on the big time field goal miss, just pumping it up and going in hard. But that's stuff you got to learn from when you're a football team that wants to win and wants to win big.
Yeah, and I want to point back to the King game, too, make sure I'm not blaming this loss on the field goal unit at all. Because here's what happens.
It's a part of it.
Well, here's what happens in these games. Too many times does Younghoe Koo go and win it, and then we'll point to every other single reason why they won the football game. Well, your offense had to play good enough to get a move. What a clutch throw by Kirk Cousins. What great clock management. All this other stuff. And then Younghoe hits a 53-yarder to win it. It's almost like it's an afterthought, like it's just supposed to happen.
Nobody.
And then when he doesn't,
such a great point when it comes to special teams.
And then when he doesn't, it's like, oh my gosh! But it can't be. You can't have it both ways.
Well,
it's not like he's just not going to go 100% all the time in those situations.
Well, unfortunately, he's not going to go 100%. You can't go 8 for your last 14.
It's acceptable.
But
I'm just
the reality is, you only get so many opportunities. And it's just, there's so many players on that field and not just a kicker that only get so many opportunities to go make a play. And that's what separates greats from not, is making those plays. But what I think the biggest issue I have with the question, and I know it's a question that a lot of people are asking, so it's not necessarily a bad question that Dylan decided us to talk about it. But the reality is this is not the same game as the Seattle game, okay? And when I hear people talking about, say, just like Seattle, no, it's completely different. And no point in the Seattle game did you ever really step up and try to take control. You took control of this game in the second half. You just didn't convert the opportunities in the red area or the kicking game to win the game. And that is another thing. But that's also where when you start slow and you put yourself behind the eight ball, now you can't miss on opportunities.
Yeah.
And they did. But the reality is, I love Younghoe Koo. And I remember when you go down the field against Philly and you score the touchdown and Drake gets the unsportsmanlike penalty. And now the extra point, which is supposed to be like 30 yards or something now, becomes like a 50-yard extra point. And he nails it. And that's clutch. That's where Younghoe has won games for you because, once again, you've put yourself in bad spots.
Yeah.
But he can't go 8-14.
No, I'm with you. I think everybody kind of sits in the same boat. He's missed a couple field goals this year in crunch time that you feel like could have put you in a better situation, and you kind of move on from that and say it's got to get better. And hopefully eventually it will, and if it doesn't, you kind of make changes. But I don't think it's completely on him. Look at just from New Orleans' perspective, what do you think won them the game, right? What won the game for New Orleans? To me, it was their pass rush, and that caused turnovers from Kirk Cousins. Now, Kirk Cousins got to put two hands on the ball and make sure that every time you get hit, you don't fumble, right? But you look at New Orleans' pass rush and their ability to get after him. They have 3 sacks, but they pressured him a number of times. I know Falcons fans are out there saying, you know, the guy's a statue in the pocket and can't move, but we're not even getting close enough to affect a guy like Derek Carr. And he's not exactly, Walter Payton with a good arm back there. He's affected in the same ways that Kirk Cousins is. And to me, we're not playing winning football as a defensive line. And that's got to come around at some point, or it's going to continue to show back up. So the answer to the question is, it's just a loss or a sign of things to come? Could be both. Could be both if you don't start getting a pass rush at some point.